You are masculine, broad, strong, a natural leader in every aspect of your life. I am your woman, and you are my man. But you become my sweet, submissive boy behind closed doors. Obedient and eager, your 6'2" body looks delicious, spread out on the bed on all fours, just for me. I love the view of your slightly round belly, which you suck in as I reach for your still soft cock, my forearm just brushing the underside as my fingertips trace across your tip. My palm rests on the space between your shoulder blades, and I rub you gently, tracing the huge tattoo across your back, your forehead pushing into the pillow. Such a sweet, good boy, I coo, now pushing my palm up to the nape of your neck and squeezing gently, reassuring you, appreciating you. I bend down, level with the side of your handsome face, and push the hair behind your ear. Are you ready for my big cock, baby? I whisper, pressing a soft kiss into your flushed cheek. You look to me, wide-eyed and with a shy smile. I can see the blush from your cheeks, even through your thick beard. The small nod from your head and a little whimper that escapes your lips tells me that you are more than ready, primed for your gentle fucking. I run my fingers through your nape and down onto the middle of your back, just above your hips. With my other hand, I squeeze around the tip of your cock head and tug down softly, extending your length out slightly, then letting you hang freely. You moan and your hips twitch forward a little at the sensation. Shh, it's okay, sweetie. I lean over as far as I can and pat my hand on the center of your back, stroking and rubbing your smooth skin as though to calm a wild stallion from bucking. I keep my petite fingers right where they are on your skin as I move to the end of the bed, behind you. Moving between your legs, my hands find their resting place around your fleshy buttocks, rubbing and soothing you. I pick up the little bottle of lube at the end of the bed and squirt some onto the beautiful black strap-on hanging between my thighs, twisting my hand over every ridge and making sure I cover every part of its heavy girth. I smile and giggle to myself, knowing how much it turns you on to be completely full of my thick cock. I'm going to fuck your tight little bottom now, baby. Are you going to take my cock like a good boy? I ask, knowing fully well that you always have and always will. I see you nod and bury your head further into the pillow, which in turn pushes your juicy cheeks up towards me. You are such a good boy, I reassure you. Gently thumbing down the crease of your bottom, my touch encourages you to part your thighs a little further, and I hitch your hips up and back towards me a little more, making sure you are in the most perfect place for me to sweetly fuck you. I part your cheeks with both hands and wipe some lube from my cock against your tightly puckered hole. Your strong thighs clench and your entrance twitches at the slight cold and anticipation of being taken. To me, you are so wonderful like this. I hold the base of my cock and rub the tip in little circles across your entrance, teasing you, tracing the outline of your quivering hole. My fingers squeeze against your hips, securing you in place. Time stands still in the seconds before I push forward to fuck into you, my darling boy. It's time. Ready, baby? I ask quietly, letting you know that you will soon be slowly stretched and filled with as much as you can take deep in your bowels. All I need is to lean forward and apply the lightest of pressure against your tight hole. You moan softly and let your breath out. I watch to see the shiny tip of my cock be swallowed into your bottom as your entrance allows me in. Oh, good boy. What a good boy you are for me, I murmur, keeping still to allow your muscles to relax around my shaft. Now I am inside you. I let go of the base of my strap-on and place both hands on your lower back, stroking and lightly massaging over your skin, making sure you feel as comfortable as possible. I feel your breathing slow slightly, and I push my hips further forward, only an inch or two deeper. Your strong muscles clench around the rubber as your bottom slowly starts to stretch out wide for me. I hold myself inside you, not moving. You tell me just how full you feel, but you always take me so well, so deep. Keeping my hands on your lower back, I press my thumbs across your skin, needing you to feel safe in this moment. I slowly slide my tip forward into you, reaching a little further, increasing the pressure, opening up your tight walls, slowly but surely. Looking down at your beautiful round bottom with half of my cock buried deep inside of you, my heart bursts with pride. You take your gentle fucking just how I want it, just how you need it. I continue to push my hips forward, smiling at your quiet whimpers and low groans, letting your muscles relax and your canal mold to the shape of my cock until I feel my tip just nudge against your prostate. As soon as I make contact, you let out such a low, guttural growl that makes me gasp and bite my bottom lip. I lean forward over you, reaching around and under, my fingers lock in place, gripping your sensitive shaft. You suck your tummy in sharply at my touch, your thick thighs tensing. It's okay, baby. I got you, I purr, lightly kissing your back and starting to run my fingers along the length of your cock. I adore it when you groan, the tension melting from your body with each deep sigh. You are mine to spoil with such love and affection. I take my time, my hips lightly humping rhythmically against your bottom, only ever moving back and forth a couple of inches at a time, never wanting your tight little hole to feel empty. My hands delicately tugging and pulling away at your aching cock, working every ridge of you until your pre-cum leaks all over my fingers. Oh, sweetie, I can feel you leaking all over. Do you need to come for me? You've been such a good boy. Is all I hear in reply, your voice muffled into the pillow. I pump my hand a little faster along your cock, stroking your sticky, wet shaft fully from tip to base, increasing the speed of your milking and keeping the pressure held deep in your bowels. I hear you grunt, feel you tense your stomach. I know your balls are starting to churn, contracting up towards your body. You gasp loudly, and then I watch as your head lifts. Now no sound escapes your mouth as your lips part, fingers clenched into the bed sheets. It's time for your release. Give me all of your cum, that's it. Come as hard as you can for me. Your whole body lurches forward, but I steady you and bring you back to my hips, keeping my slick shaft buried deep inside as your canal starts to contract around my cock, as though trying to push it out. "Fuck," you murmur softly, as I feel thick ropes of hot cum flow from your swollen cock. Bucking and quivering, you continue to come hard as I gently rock back and forth behind you, smoothing the soft skin of your peachy behind as you empty yourself completely. "Keep going, baby. Empty those big swollen balls for me. I want you drained of every last drop." After a few silent, shuddering moments, your knees give way and you collapse forward onto the pillow, panting and twitching. I smile and admire your beautiful, strong body stretched out before me. Spent and exhausted, I move to kneel next to you on the bed and rest my palm on your shoulder. I lightly trace the tattoo across your back once again and let you catch your breath. Leaning forward, I run my fingers through your hair and then cradle the back of your head. My lips press the softest of kisses into your flushed cheek as I whisper, "My good boy. Oh, my sweet good boy. You did so well. I'm so proud of you."